It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was Juan Soto saying he's going to make sure that Judge faces Skeens. And Soto is batting where? Third, did we say?
Yeah, he's batting third.
Do you take him seriously there?
I think a little trash talk is always good.
Do you think he'll find a way to make that happen? By what? By doing what?
Maybe he'll step in front of the ball.
Making sure that would be great.
Or it's probably just cocky arrogance saying, of course I'm going to get a hit.
Yeah.
I'm Juan Soto.
Yeah. I don't see how he can ensure it. This is just so stupid that we're talking about this.
Right.
This shouldn't be happening. Now I got another guy saying, Joe, I listen to the show every day, but I 100% agree with this other guy saying that there's no way I could shoot in the 80s with that swing. Paul, you've seen me shoot in the 80s.
I've actually played golf with you while you shot in the 80s.
That was my first, do people not understand, it was the first swing on the practice range at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure why that is lost on people. I'm not saying I'm good, by the way. I'm not. But on a given day, that's not my swing, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
What's wrong with people?
I mean, I think either way, here's what I love about golf guy. You know, everyone's so arrogant. Golf guy. You know. My favorite is the guy that claims that he's like really good and tells you how about his swing and this and that. And usually it takes me, okay, one time watching him swing the club to say, okay, this guy's another guy that's full of you know what.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. All right, now I'm following this Sam guy and he's following me. I get the impression he's really good. He's from Clearwater, Florida. He should invite me to play in Clearwater, Paul.
Right, exactly.
I'll get down there and we'll play. All right. So we promised, first of all, what?
No, I was going to say, you know what? The story I share with you in the break here about how I discovered this weekend that it's possible to be unplugged for a while.
It takes a lot, but it's possible.
Because I was coaching basketball. And it was, Saturday evening. And I heard some people that were just kind of saying, hey, what happened? You know, apparently there was a shooting at a Trump rally or something. And I didn't think anything of it because I was getting ready to coach a game. And then I coached a game. And then, you know, I was in the gym because we had a game like an hour and a half later and all this other. And then afterwards, I went out and ate, you know, got something to eat and had a couple of maybe adult pops. So by the time I get back to my hotel, it's like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I still had no idea that there was actually what happened.
That's amazing.
Until I turned on, you know, the Twitter machine. To say, okay, let me catch up with whatever's going on in the world today. And I was like, but I was saying to myself, right? This is a good lesson in the fact that you can indeed unplug for a while and get away from the world and news and everything else. Like, we have our phone in our hands all the time. And we're flipping through Twitter all the time to try and get every headline up to the minute. Like, that's how we live our lives now. But it was just kind of, you know, here's probably, you know, I mean, you could make an argument, maybe the biggest news story of the year so far. And I had no idea what was going on for like 5 or 6 hours. I said, this is how we used to live our life. Think about it, Joe. It's how we used to live our life. If something happened... Might not, you know, if you don't, you might not hear about it, and you know, they'd have to break into television programming to
Yeah, we talked about that last week at the beach, like,
yeah,
about phones.
Right.
And how you used to go to work, you know, you and your wife would both go to work, whatever. One of you would go to work and nobody would know what happened until the end of the day, you know? And if somebody didn't come back after their work shift, then you started making a couple calls. Right. That was it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how we used
to. No,
like,
email, no text, no calls.
Like, that's how we used to live our life, where we didn't have to be right up to the minute on every single thing going on in the world.
I wouldn't know about baseball scores sometimes till the next afternoon.
Right.
Which is amazing. Do you have Michael Douglas being angry?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Michael Douglas from the beginning of the movie. Tell me again the movie.
Paul, what was the movie again?
Falling Down.
Yeah, there it is.
Falling Down.
Well, I'm falling down trying to intro this, so here it is.
Hey, where do you think you're going? You can't come this way.
What are you doing to the street?
We're fixing it. What the hell does it look like?
2 days ago it was fine. You telling me the street fell apart in 2 days?
Well, I guess so.
Pardon me, but I want to know what's wrong with the street. See, I don't think anything's wrong with the street. I think you're just trying to justify your inflated budgets.
What are you, nuts?
No, I know how it works. If you don't spend the money you have projected this year, they won't give you the same amount next year. There's nothing wrong with the street.
That is exactly what you just said.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with the street.
And then eventually he throws like a firecracker into the street. It all blows up.
Well, that's funny.
That made me laugh the first time I ever saw it, and I think there's a lot of truth in it. All right, worst anthems ever, based on whoever this was last night. Who was it last night? None of us know that either, I don't think.
It was Ingrid Andress.
Ingrid Andress had a rough night on the old anthem. As I said, perhaps safe to say that in some way she was compromised. I don't know in which way, but something was going on there. Give us some clips of the worst anthems ever.
Well, do you want to hear some of Ingrid first?
Yeah, let's hear some of Ingrid.
All right, here's Ingrid.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
All right, so at this point, like, I don't think it's that bad of an anthem.
That wasn't so...
It's not,
right.
But it takes
it went
a turn.
South. Yeah, it took a turn.
It takes a turn.
And rockets rattling.
Oh, boy.
The bombs bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still...
No, stop. No. Get her off. Gong show. Wow, that went south, Paul.
Very quickly.
All right, let's compare that one. Limits.
All right, that one compared to maybe the worst anthem of all time, Carl Lewis.
Oh. Oh, say can you see, and the rockets red flag.
Uh-oh.
I'll make up for it now.
I'll make up for it.
For the land of the free.
Boy.
When you say uh-oh in the middle of it, that's a problem.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
The best part is when he says, all right, I'll make up for it now.
That was the commentators on the broadcast.
He says, uh-oh, I'm going to make up for it now.
And the most iconic anthem, maybe of all time, comes from Fergie. Do you want a clip of Fergie, or do you want the full Fergie experience?
Just a clip, I think. And who was Fergie again?
Fergie is the singer. This was at the 2018 NBA All-Star Game.
You familiar?
Sports coming up.
Spangled banner yet way. For the land of the free.
Now some
Hold
of the
on. Some of that was great.
Yeah, some of that was some of that's
some
not even
context in the Fergie
happening?
National Anthem. You didn't hear people laughing in the background.
Well, no, the one went off. But other than that, it was some of it was
that
spectacular.
That was so much
Paul.
Better than Carl Lewis.
The Carl Lewis one was just completely botched. But the Fergie National Anthem, a little bit of context. It was so much better watching it on TV because Draymond Green and Steph Curry just start busting out laughing. When she hits the wave parts and she just starts going back and forth between notes.
Well, if you watch the Carl Lewis one, I think that was at a Nets game.
Yes.
And like I think it's like Derek Coleman, a bunch of them are like putting their shooting shirts up over their face because they're laughing. They don't want to get seen that they're laughing at him.
Go back to Carl Lewis to finish this segment. That was the best or worst. Sort of a combination of both, I'd say.
Oh, say can you see, and the Rockets red flag. Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
Oh, wait, that was it.
Thank you. Thank you, Limit. That was him saying that.
That was him saying it.
That's what I said. He said, uh-oh, I'll make up for it.
The woman last night, maybe bottom five all time, but nobody's touching that. You agree, Paul?
Yeah, that Carl Lewis was horrible. That lady last night was pretty bad. By the way, a little breaking news.
Yeah.
Jelly Bean Joe Bryant, Kobe Bryant's dad, died.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I remember him from his actual playing days, believe it or not. Jelly Bean Joe Bryant.
69 years old.
That's it?
Yeah. I was surprised when I saw that's how old he was. That means, how old was Kobe Bryant?
Right around early 40s, I guess? Mid 40s? Jelly Bean Joe was a player back in...
69 years old.
Yeah, he was with the Sixers up to almost 19. He was with the Clippers in 80, so right after they moved from Buffalo.
He must have been... really young when he had Kobe, right?
Had to have been.
So he was born in 1954. And Kobe was born when? Like probably in like 1984?
Yeah, Kobe was only 41 when he died.
Maybe not so bad. No. 1978. Okay. Yeah, he was 24. He wasn't that young. He was 24 when he had Kobe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.